following podcast may contain spoilers. Binge Movies, episode 78. I'm Jason. On this episode, we reveal our last movie standing Twitter poll winner, selected by you to be added to the vault to be preserved for all time, even beyond the end times. Follow us on Twitter at Binge Movies. You would have seen that after our elimination episode, when it came down to Toy Story versus Avengers, we put up a Twitter poll. We asked you, the binge lords of Twitter and the listeners and subscribers of the show, to go ahead and vote on who had the best argument and what film had the best legacy. And before we get to those results, Combat Jones, I want to ask you, how do you feel like the season went? We started with well over 30 movies, I think, because we started with the MCU. Whittled it all down, and in the end, it was down to two movies, Avengers and Toy Story. Overall, how do you think the season went? And do you think those were really the two best movies that we could have picked?
Yeah, Jason, I think they are, but I think it went well. I mean, there's a lot of good movies. Emily Blunt's episode had three or four really good movies.
Yeah.
The 90s were a little sketchy, a couple of good movies in there. What the Fleck was super funny. I could literally hear and feel your heads and your brains smoking out of your ears.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it was a great, great, great season.
Yeah, you know, we try to have a diversity of movies on here. You know, we have endless warehouses filled with media to consume. And the best thing we try to do, I mean, you know, that we try to do the best we can with it, which is kind of put it together by theme, put that theme into an episode, binge watch a bunch of movies, try to rate them, get down, move to the next one. And to have five WTF movies, just some of the craziest movies I think I've ever sat through. And that's saying something, because I've sat through some fairly mind-numbing and brain-breaking films before. So any long-term binge lords would remember how broken I became after we binged the entire Resident Evil series, which was like 32 movies.
It broke you, man. It broke you.
It broke my soul.
Yeah, when you guys say you cover movies from top to bottom, we cover from very top and the very bottom.
That's it, man. We don't discriminate here. Is it a canon movie? Is it a movie starring Teen Ape, only available on Amazon? Is it a movie that is, high art? Yeah, we'll cover it all and everything in between. And you may notice a little bit of a difference here. We are getting ready for our move to Akron, Ohio. I'm not really quite sure where that is. I'm just hoping it's somewhere warm and semi-tropical. After being stuck in a cold, sterile bunker with nothing but fluorescent lights, my eyes will have to adjust to natural light again, but I'd really love to see the sunshine. So I'm hoping it's a very sunny place. I think Ohio's subtropical, isn't it?
Sounds cheery.
It sounds like a great place to live. We're being forcibly relocated. I mean, we are getting the opportunity via the Nutwald
field assignment.
Yeah, via the Nutwald Disney Corporation. They decided they want to change some stuff up. They've shipped us off. There's not much left in the bunker here. And we're going to be on our way to Akron, Ohio, myself, the illustrious producer of the show, and I think this is a brilliant idea.
I don't know if anybody else, you know, there's like one Blockbuster Video left in the entire world. And then there's going to be us, because we are going to be opening our very own movie rental store. That's right, folks. We're going to be opening up our very own movie store. We've got reel to reel. We've got 8mm, 16mm, 36mm. We've got Blu-ray, DVD, Betamax, VHS, Laserdisc. We have every format of every single available movie that's out there. That's just what we have in store. And then we have endless warehouses filled with everything that's under the control of the Not Walt Disney Corporation, which means we have an entire supply of movies. And I know in today's world, as far as I understand, there's not a lot of options for you folks out there. And so here, you know, we're going to do that. We're going to create an option where if you're in the Akron, Ohio area, or maybe if you want to get on a plane and travel from, say, Denmark, I know we have a lot of listeners there, and you're saying, I need to watch a movie, I need to watch it tonight. You don't really have a lot of options when you're at home. You have whatever's on your shelf. It's not like you can just fire up your TV and hit a button and have almost anything you want to watch at your fingertips. The world doesn't work that way. Instead, you have to buy a ticket. You got to hop on a plane. You got to cross the international date line. You got to spend 18 hours in TSA. You got to get screened. You're obviously going to have to get your temperature checked. There's going to be probably some kind of rectal exam. And then you'll be finally able to be admitted into the glorious United States, which then you have to rent a car because there are no major airports, as far as I understand, in the Ohio area. So you have to drive probably from New York or Chicago, come to Akron, Ohio, and then you'll be able to get a movie. Yeah, I can't imagine anything more convenient.
That's right. Who needs Wi-Fi when you have hi-fi?
That's it, man. Ideally one day, and maybe we'll be the first people to do this, we could start a service called Binge Movies. We'd actually be able to take all of this media that we have here, part of the giant media conglomerate that is Not Walt Disney Corporation, and maybe we can actually transmit. I don't even really want to say this because I think somebody probably steal the idea. So copyright 2020 Binge Movies. Well, maybe we could transmit movies somehow, like projecting them via Wi-Fi around the world, and then that way people could just pay us like, I don't know, probably like $100 a month. And then we'd just be able to like shoot. And that's what we call it, shooting. And we just shoot the movies into their home.
Yeah.
Until that day comes, the most convenient thing for you to do is travel from all over the world to come to, once again, open, sunny and tropical Akron, Ohio. Another difference you might notice is, I don't want to sound down or anything, but got a review from somebody, and they said, you know, binge movies, you know, it's informative, it's ridiculous, it's analytical, it's fun, it's funny. I don't really interpret this as comedy. I interpret it as my life. So if my life's a joke to you, thank you, sir. But I'm glad that my pain can bring you joy. But they did say, they said the show was vulgar. And
what?
I kind of blame you. You're the producer of the show. I didn't realize that we were getting that far out of hand when the Not Walt Disney Corporation brought you on try to make this a more professional operation. I assumed that you'd be handling those details, and apparently you've been asleep at the wheel, Combat Jones, so I blame you, man.
It's always my fault. I mean, I don't know what the smeg we've been doing, but that's my fault.
It is your fault, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to clean up your language. And Combat Jones and I'm sure if Pat were here, he'd say the same thing. We're going to make this an expletive-free show. There's going to be no profanity. Yeah. I promise you folks, you will not hear a single four-letter word come out of the mouths of either myself or Combat Jones for the duration of this episode. I apologize if we've offended anybody. I certainly don't want to be crass. I certainly don't want to be vulgar. I know some folks have said it's a great show. I can't listen to it in front of my kids. I got to wait till nap time or put my earbuds in. We even had a binge lord who said they woke up every Sunday morning while their kids were still asleep, and that instead of going to church, they listened to Binge Movies. And instead of feeling relieved of their sins, they felt soiled and defiled by the podcast. And to that, I want to just apologize to you, sir. I would say, I'm sorry for us defiling your ear holes with our filthy, filthy words. We're very dirty, broken people.
But in my defense, I had a producer. I expected him to be professional, and I didn't expect these things to go out mostly unedited like they have been, apparently. I don't check. And on top of that, I have been living my life, sir, in a bunker, eating MREs, make me very, very ill. I have an unlicensed, completely destabilized nuclear accelerator that makes my current facilities unbearably hot. I sweat. I have a entire facility that has been painted via Ryan Johnson with lead-based paints. There is asbestos that has been put into the walls via Zack Snyder, allegedly. And I have crippling mesothelioma. And, of course, I have McGregor syndrome, and I've been stage four with McGregor's for 5 years now. And, I don't know if there's a stage five or stage six. If there is, I probably have that too. I'm probably there too. I think once you have stage four, you have stage three, you have stage two, you have stage one. That's how McGregor's works. When you have one stage, you have them all. There could be 10 stages of McGregor syndrome. As far as I know that, there is no cure for it. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to put a smile on and do this show and go, ha, 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 Gary Oldman, he's very tiny. Ha, ha, ha. I'm talking to a guy in Australia. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. You know, I'm a monkey. I'm going to dance for you people. It's very hard for me sometimes, you know, and I try not to burden you people with that. So, but this is here nor there. This isn't a pity party for Jason. And I'm going to be in a beautiful, warm, some subtropical location soon. And I'm going to be a business owner. I mean, I won't own the business, but I'll essentially have...
Business will own me.
Yeah, I'll have all the responsibility of owning a business, none of the wealth. But anyways, I get to run a video store, continue doing the podcast. We're going to have some amazing guests come by and talk about movies and continue doing some rankings. We're excited about that. I think now's as good of a time as any to tell you folks, we have a little bit more information about the rules, Combat Jones, of what's going to happen this new season. If you listen to the last episode, here's what you know. You know that the Not Walt Disney Corporation likes to mix it up, right? They like to change the rules. So they have changed the rules on us again. And this next season, season 4.3, it's going to be an all-elimination last movie standing season.
Wow.
That means we're still going to have 30-some films. We're going to do minimum of 5 per ranking episode. We're going to have one ranking episode every week, and at the end of the season, we're going to have 2 short lists, as we always do. One will be my short list. One will be a guest short list. We have some exciting movie critics and film reviewers are going to be coming on, and they're going to be basically creating this sort of global short list of, you know, all the top picks of the week from our different guests are going to go on a list versus all of my top picks. And then, fingers crossed, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have 2, probably, I don't want to say it because the ink isn't dry on the deal yet, but 2 of some of the Binge Lord's favorite guest hosts are going to make an appearance, and they're going to do battle against each other. And the Binge Lords will decide who had the best argument and what movie it deserves to go into the vault. And whatever movie you pick at the end of the season, Binge Lords, we will do a deep dive feature presentation review on. So it's going to be an all-ranking season until the end. And at the very end, the last movie standing, that's the movie we're going to do a deep dive on. And if I know the Dark Movie Overlords at all, I think there's going to be some big twists and turns along the way. What do you think about that, Combat Jones?
That's reverend to you.
Well, you know, you use the term reverend, but you kept all these expletives, and I would expect more of a churchman. I don't know what church you belong to. I assume it's the same church of great and powerful Tom Cruise, based on some of the beliefs that you've espoused around. Just, you know, in my earshot, it's... You know, you have some strange ideas.
First off, I want to apologize. Obviously, as a producer, I have to take responsibility. I just thought they'd be laughs, but they were cheap laughs, and it was uncalled for.
So you're apologizing as a producer. You're not apologizing as a reverend for the vulgarity.
No,
or is vulgarity allowed in your homemade religion?
Oh, no. In where I was ordained, I mean, the bishops wear. It's okay.
Oh, okay, good.
But this season, I'm excited. We've got a rogues gallery of excellent guests who are passionate about film, who are experts in their own right, and what they're going to bring to these episodes are going to be amazing. And I'm really excited to hear what they have to say.
I hope what they bring is credibility, because we don't got any. Ever since I've liked Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, my credibility and dignity went out the window. So I'm hoping that we bring on some real film critics, and they kind of get the rub, you know, and they, all of a sudden we seem legitimate, because got some Twitter feedback about our poll, and there was a film critic out there who didn't take too kindly about us deciding which movie to be preserved for all time. They said that we were just tweeting something to stir up controversy and receive impressions. Yeah, I
it's not even our call. We're forced to do this.
Well, yeah, one, we're forced to do it. Two, there's a literal cinema apocalypse that's coming that the dark movie overlords are either warning us of and or maybe behind. I don't know. But our task is to select from the canon of film down to the best movies of the season, decide which one goes into the vault, so that when everything is done and the world has ended and humanity is no more, except for a select few group of survivors whose Thetan levels are high enough, that those folks will be able to enjoy the greatest movies ever made. That's what this show is about. We're deciding which movies should be preserved for all time. They used the term, they put preserved in quotation marks, and they did an roll your eye emoji, and then I told them to get the F out of here, and I want to apologize to that person. I want to apologize to that person as well. I would never get into an argument on Twitter with an anonymous film reviewer. I would never do that. I'm not one for drama or for controversy, and that's not what this show is about, and I've just fallen below. I'm sorry.
You got to remember, we got to rise above. We're doing a good thing for humanity.
We're really doing the Lord's work.
We are.
And whatever your Lord is, it may not be my Lord, but it may be your Lord. And speaking of Lords, we have some listener responses from Binge Lords.
Ooh.
Yeah, we put a poll up and we got some responses here. Are you ready?
I don't think so.
I'm not getting the results yet. I'm just getting to the responses.
But oh, good. Oh, thank God.
You should be excited to hear from some of our binge lords.
I absolutely am, yeah.
Well, B. Peterson at Blue Gray Closet on Twitter tweeted us and said, all films, regardless of quality or significance, deserve preservation. And I would philosophically agree with that, but that's not the task at hand, because the dark movie overlords don't agree, sir or ma'am. Nope. But if we're making a decision, well, that's kind of the point of the show. Thanks for listening. One is literally a first of its kind, the first feature-length CGI film. Of course, he means Toy Story. They mean Toy Story. And one is a decent blockbuster. I'm not sure what warrants the comparison. Well, what warranted the comparison was we put those movies on our short list, and at the end of the season, that's what we had. That's what warranted the comparison. Once again, thanks for listening. We also had a tweet here from Nostalgia Cast at DW Lundberg and Toy Story All the Live Long Day. So there's one vote for Toy Story. I think there's a trend here.
Starting to see a pattern. Yeah.
There's Richard Southworth at RJ_Southworth who tweeted us and said, the first ever feature length computer animated film has to take it. And let's see here. Ooh, we have a tweet here from Jeanette, at a.k.a. Jeanette. She says, Toy Story. The story stands alone, doesn't feel dated, and was instrumental in the advancement of animation.
Not feeling too good? Not feeling too good?
Yeah, well. Here's a tweet for this person, Joe Stevenson, at Joe Stevenson Ram, didn't agree with anything either one of us said, because they said Seven should have been the movie that was put into the vault. We can lose Toy Story, he says, because Toy Story will still have a Toy Story 2. That's a very good point.
That's a good point. Who knows what's going to make it to the short list, right?
Seven made it to the short list, but it didn't. We both eliminated it. So
both eliminated. What I'm saying is, Toy Story 2. Who knows if that's ever going to appear on a short list? We can only work with what we have.
That's 100% right. Yeah, that's the hard part, right? Is we can say, okay, well, we'll have Toy Story 2 and 3, and that, you know, for me, in our review of it, I was like, I like those other ones better. But you're right. We're not sure we're going to cover them, first of all, and second of all, I think we'll probably cover Toy Story 2, but I'm not sure we're going to end up covering the entire franchise, and we're not covering that one right now. So this is kind of our opportunity. If we don't take it, we may not get any Toy Story movies into the vault.
That's exactly it.
Okay. Ooh, Catherine Gonzalez here at Things Cat Loves, who's a great binge lord. Hopefully one day we're going to have her on the show as one of our guests. She's a film critic, film reviewer. She writes all over the place. She's at Shuffle Online. And she's on the Shuffle Pod and Latinx Lens. So she's all over the place. Go ahead and check her out at Things Cat Loves. She tweeted us and said, "Oof, tough choices. I'm torn between Die Hard with a Vengeance and Edge of Tomorrow. Can't wait to see what y'all choose." We chose neither one of those, Catherine.
Sorry, Catherine.
Sorry, Catherine.
We didn't choose anything you liked.
At Things Cat Doesn't Love. Binge movies and our choices and what movies to be preserved for all time. We had a ton more responses. I can't get to all of them, but that's just a sampling of the responses that we had. Without much further ado, DJ Combat Jones, Reverend, I think it's about that time. I think it's time that we get to the results of our binge movies last movie standing poll. All right, binge lords, you voted with 77. This may be the biggest trouncing in the history of binge movies as far as votes go on any poll we've ever put up. Thanks to the fine folks at hashtag film Twitter and all the binge lords who voted with 77.6% of the vote versus 22.4%. The most recent entry into the vault is 1995's Toy Story. Which means 2012's Avengers, which one binge lord said was just a decent blockbuster, has been eliminated from cinema history. All right, Combat Jones, you chose Avengers. You got destroyed. I'm not one to rub it in. I'm not one to make a big show of it.
Behold the king. The king of kings.
I'm not one to say, I have more picks in the vault than anybody in the history of this show.
On your knees, dog.
I'm not one to say that, rub it in anybody's face or call anybody a dollard.
Oh, hail. Bow down to the, bow down to the king. Bow down to the, bow down to the king in red.
Anything like that. I don't get off on superiority. And you know what? To tell you the truth, I'm not even really much for debate. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't really like to have debates. I'm not really one for that. I don't really feel like I should have to debate just to make it through an episode or a week of episodes. I feel like I just want my life to go easy, and I don't want to ever be confronted or have confrontation in my life ever. So I'm not that type of guy that's like, I gotta get my opinion in. I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say I was right, you're wrong. And to tell you the God's honest truth, I'm completely and utterly surprised that the internet and our binge lords sided with Toy Story and sided with me. What is your response to getting destroyed, via binge lord voting? What are your
thoughts? First, the response of those around me. My mom sent me a text that said, "I still love you, son." My the rest of my family.
They let you communicate with your mother? Wait, they let you communicate with your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I snuck a cell phone in, which they're going
to
take
away. I'm beginning to think you might be a plant.
No, I'm not a plant. Trust me.
I trust you. You're a reverend. Why would you lie?
I'm a reverend. Why would ever a reverend lie about anything?
Yeah.
So my family changed their name not to be associated with me. My wife even sent me a text.
You have a wife? What the
heck? Yeah. But she sent me a text that said,
Wait a minute, they let you procreate? They let you have a wife?
Yeah.
Why am I finding this stuff out about you now? First of all, this show's been going on for almost 5 years. Where the heck did you even come from?
Oh, I've always been here.
What?
Yeah, I was here since day one. I was original Bucket Boy. I taught
that was
Leon
you?
Everything he knows. Rest in peace. Yeah, and then they moved me to the research and development lab, where I created a bunch of bots.
Wait, what? There's a research and development lab here?
Yeah, yeah, in the far back. And then part of that research and testing was to podcasting. So then I started helping out with that and took on that project. And then
I thought this was a show. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. The show. Then the next stage is taking it to the world. Yeah, I mean, you have a life outside the bunker?
I do not.
You have that?
No. Oh. I live in this bunker.
God. They don't even let you probably the gourmet cafeteria, do they?
Do we have a cafeteria?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Great cafeteria. Yeah. Chef Ramsay stops in like twice a year.
Who's Chef Ramsay?
Once for Easter.
Are you talking about Ann Ramsay from Deadly Friends?
Me and Gordo. We hang out all the time.
Gordo from Even Stevens? What's happening?
So, yeah, it's great here, man. Life is paradise. I'm actually kind of bummed to move to Akron, Ohio, even though it's going to be fantastic there. I mean, sure, it's known for rubber, so the industry business has got to be great there.
I don't understand. I've been breathing my own recycled farts for 5 years. They just slip MREs under the door. There's a slot at the door, and they make me get down on my hands and knees, and I have to shovel the food in really quick before they take the tray away. And you're hanging out with celebrity chefs?
I'm starting to think we have a different experience of the bunker.
I feel exploited.
Tonight's special presentation of Superman is brought to you by Atari, a family of electronic products that challenge you, teach you, touch your life. Discover Atari and discover how far you can go.
Discover Atari.
Atari!
And discover how far you can go.
I think your biggest problem was you were expecting the binge lords to vote via mail. And we don't have a postal service anymore, so it had to be electronic.
Send it back 3 or 4 times because they don't think you know your zip code.
That's right. When you made the appeal to the absentee ballots, I just don't think they were counted, because I'd have to believe that more than 22.4% of the audience agreed with you. But
yeah, the worst
maybe
part
they
of
didn't.
That is, like, for the first like 20 votes, it was 50-50, and then I didn't get a vote from there on out. Evidently.
I saw the results come in, it was like Avengers at first, and I was like, well, that's what I like on the episode, that's why I predicted it. I'm like, all the bros that listen to the show are like gonna pick Avengers, and then Toy Story started like taking a lead, and then as more and more votes came in, once the responses started to come in and people started tweeting the show, I mean, the people who weren't completely crapping all over us, when the people started tweeting in, calling us hack frauds and all this sort of stuff, actual decent people started tweeting at us, I was sort of like, I think Toy Story might have a chance. And then I turned around from one of my various duties here in the bunker, and I looked and I was like, I think Toy Story is going to take this one. And then...
annihilation.
You know, I woke up in the morning, the poll was done, and bam, Toy Story had. At one point, it was literally was 80-20. It was an 80%. The last two votes, I think, went to Avengers, so you probably did vote twice.
Ombat owns and Jones Combat voted for the last two.
These polls are anonymous, which is a good thing. So our next season finale, season 4.3, that's going to be going to Twitter as well. You're going to be deciding which movie reviewer, I'll just be officiating. I'll be in the role of a
of a movie judge in a sense. I'm going to be on the episodes, but I'm just going to kind of moderate the debate so it doesn't get out of hand. And I'm hoping it gets pretty heated between our folks. So I'm hoping we get some really good guests on. I got a couple people lined up. I'm hoping the ink dries in the contract, and I'm hoping that they just kick the ever living tar out of each other. I really do. Right. And for the entertainment of our binge lords. Yeah. I think it's going to be great. I think, you know what, if people are calling us hack frauds who are devaluing and lowering the standard of film criticism today, I think that that we should just continue to lower the standard. Keep and going. Just basically let's turn movie reviewing into a 24-hour cable news kind of a thing. Get a couple of talking heads on here and just have them scream at each other. It's all about the hottest takes. We've been trying to do thoughtful criticism and deep dive analysis. Nobody wants that. People want jokes. They don't want it to be vulgar, but they do want it to be funny. And they don't want weird storylines and dark humor. They don't want thoughtful criticism. They don't want to talk about time loops and semiotics and the relationship between meta-narrative and archetypes. And they don't want to know about Joseph Campbell's Hero of a Thousand Faces. They can get that from any old podcast with a couple of white guys sitting around talking about movies, farting in their chairs. If they want to get that sort of stuff, they'll turn on PBS. What they want is they want two film critics screaming at each other in a match to the death. Now, if I know the dark movie overlords, I would warn any of our future guests that there's a good chance that not only will your movie be eliminated if you lose, you might be eliminated and never seen from again. So they have that kind of power. Powerful. If anybody, any of our bid lords out there know of any other movie podcasters who don't mind sullying their reputation by consorting with such lowlifes and gutter snipes as ourselves, go ahead and tweet at them and tell them you should be a guest in Binge Movies.
That's right. And speaking of a little bit of the meta, when I knew I was hosed was when I announced my movie and your note cards didn't move. That was about the time where I was like, this is not going to go well. This is...
The truth is I had an argument for both of those movies on my note card, but the rebuttal I wrote as you were talking.
That was a really good rebuttal.
And I don't think I got you on the opening argument. I think I got you on the rebuttal.
You did. And as you know, I love movies. I like movies, but you are a movie enthusiast. You are on, you're kind of a different level as far as how much you know and how much you can just draw out because of how much you obsess over movies. And so,
yeah, I'm a movie obsessive.
I was a little outmatched. It was kind of like the David and the Goliath, but David didn't win.
David never wins. It's just a myth, boy.
In real life, David.
You're a
never
reverend.
Wins.
You should know
the
that.
Reverend way. Combat Jones.
Here's the thing, man. Legitimately, to pull back the curtain, you're legitimately the producer of this show. You are not, you didn't sign up to be like, I'm going to co-host a movie podcast.
Yeah.
Like, if you were gonna have a cult podcast, you'd be an expert. If you're going to have a fantasy football podcast, you'd be an expert. If you were to have a NFL draft or college combine, NFL combine podcast, you'd be an expert there. You have areas of expertise. The world literally is burning down around us. Like we are slowly slipping for real into a very boring dystopia of haze and smoke, and the sun is utterly blotted out. As a reverend, you should know these are very apocalyptic, end timesy sort of things that are happening. There are powerful, horned political leaders who are the antithesis of self-sacrifice and peace and joy, who use violence, who are deceiving many, many people. The sun's being blotted out, and there's plagues and pestilence and famine. And we have been saying for the longest time that the apocalypse was coming, and it turns out we were right. And it turns out part of that apocalypse is you have to move from producing the show to filling in a guest spot because a plague just came and wiped out half the show.
I love it, man. I love talking about movies, just like everybody else. And I do love movies. I love watching. You and I have talked about movies for years. But there's, I mean, just to be honest, you and people like Colby and Paul, and Kevin and Joe, who we'll talk to, you guys are just all of you guys are just obsessed with movies, and it's just nice to be in the room and be in that conversation and just hear your ideas. And since producing, it has grown my love for movies, and it has grown my ability to speak about movies. But at the same time, it's like almost like I'm your guys' students and you guys are the teachers, but it's still nice to kind of have and be in that conversation.
Well, thanks, man. It's not every day that somebody compliments myself. That is almost every day that somebody says I'm degrading film criticism. So to say that, hey, no, I'm helping somebody gain a greater appreciation for film, that's kind of the point of the show, right? So if we can have a good time and hopefully entertain people while at the same time help grow and foster and nurture a passion for film, kind of the point. Otherwise, I'm literally trapped in a room watching hour after hour after hour of a movie and spending precious moments of my life I will never get back for nothing. So
kind of sounds like your first marriage.
If one person, even if it's just the producer of the show, feels like their passion for films has grown, I consider the show a success. And I think it's worth doing for at least one more season. So let's go for 4.3. Let's see if we can get one more season out of 2020. I'm going to squeeze the life out of this,
the life out of us,
out of this year. Before it squeezes the life out of me.
The real race of 2020.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I'm excited for 4.3. We're not going to be away that long, and we also have a new deal where we have Binge Movies stickers available. If you go to bingemovies.podbean.com, you'll see a donate button. You hit that donate button, it'll give you three options. Option number one is a sticker. You hit that button. Unfortunately, I know we have global listeners. This is going to be limited. The sticker is limited to the U.S., but we will ship a vinyl waterproof sticker to you for free. That means if you're a Visco girl, it means if you're a Hydro homie, that's why if you're a Nalgene fanatic, if you got your Hydro flask, if you're addicted to water, you can slap it on. It doesn't have to be on a water bottle. You can slap the sticker anywhere. They came out exceptionally well. It's a sticker of our logo. It's like three inches by 3 inches, so it's not that big, but it's just big enough, which is something I've heard very frequently in my life. And so it's perfect. It's the perfect fit. And you can put it anywhere. Oh, and
vulgar.
100% of that money goes, that's right. That's no, well, it's euphemistic. It doesn't count. So you can get those stickers, and we'll give that to you. If you want us to do a feature presentation review, if you want to sponsor an entire bonus episode, we will do a deep dive review on the movie of your choice for just, I think it's $10. And then for $35, or no, what is it? 25, right?
25.
Yes, 25. And for $25, we'll do a ranking episode of five films of your choice. And if you don't know what movies you want us to cover, you can just pick a theme and trust us with the movies, or you can pick all five of the movies. And you can also set it up to be a reoccurring donation of any type or any kind or any amount. That helps the show. 100% of the money will go into the production of the show, make it better for you folks, and maybe give Reverend Combat Jones a living wage. However, sounds like he's been living pretty good, and I've been eating out of a dog bowl, so yeah. Maybe some of that money should go my way. Go to bingemovies.podbean.com, hit the donate button, and you'll see those options there. Make sure there'll be a little dialogue box that kind of pops up, a little line, actually, and it'll say, like, optional comment. Make sure you type in the name of the movie in there. If you just want to shout out, you want to give us a buck, you want to shout out on the show or something like that, or if you just want to leave us a message, we'll read it in the show as they come in. So you'll be seeing some of those commissioned and sponsored episodes coming out. We've already had a few binge lords sign up, and we've got a feature presentation review on the way and a career retrospective of maybe one of cinema's greatest heroes, one of maybe cinema's greatest overachievers coming up in the not too distant future. So we're doing that. We're going to be working on the new season, and You can always keep up to date with the show by following us on Twitter at Binge Movies. You can always email the show, bingemovies@gmail.com. And if you'd be so kind, if you have no money to give, we completely understand. It's tough times out there for a lot of folks. But if you could be so kind, the number one thing you can do to help the show, other than vote in our polls and all that silliness, is you can rate and review the show on Apple Podcast. It's us versus Joe Rogan. Understand? They gave the guy $1 billion to be on Spotify. And I'm transmitting this from a bunker. And I'm going to be moving to Akron, Ohio. It's a guy in a video store in Akron, Ohio versus Joe Rogan. All right? So I'd love to see a massive amount of our binge lords just go hit 5 stars. If you can write a review, that helps. But the bare minimum, can you hit 5 stars for us? And if you could tell us what you love about the show, leave a comment there too. That helps. Helps us know how we're entertaining you and that we're giving you folks what you want. So
that's right.
I know every podcast kind of begs for that. I'm going to get down on my hands and knees literally and beg you to please, for the love of God, give us a 5-star review. I will do anything you ask. I will record ASMR recordings of no greater than 5 minutes in length for anybody who leaves a 5-star review. I've gotten that request before. I will do it. I will whore myself out for your 5 stars. I'll say pretty much whatever you want me to say, as long as it's not vulgar or inflammatory or derogatory towards people. I will describe myself in detail eating a candy bar, or I'll put marbles in my mouth and roll them around. Whatever your kink is, no shame here. I will do that for 5 stars. I'll do anything. You understand?
Use your imaginations.
Yeah, the internet's a sick place, though, so I might not want to appeal to people's imaginations.
No Sharpies. That's its rule.
Yeah, mouth Sharpies. Yeah, that's... Let's see how many Sharpies I can shove in my mouth at it. I'll play Chubby Bunny.
I'm a Chubby Bunny.
I'll shove socks. Yeah, I'll shove marshmallows. I'll mail me your dirty pantyhose. I'll put them in my mouth.
I'm really glad you said hose.
I'll just talk in the microphone. You know?
Yeah.
Won't be the first time, and it's not going to be the last.
And him getting on his hands and knees to beg, he had to search for a clean spot, because if not, that's another level up the McGregor step chain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first thing McGregor's does is it takes your knees, right, brother. So for me to get down on my hands and knees, I'm now stuck in this position, which might be advantageous if you want, if that's your kind of thing. So please give us a 5-star review. Just mail me whatever you want to put.
Oh God, if we had a P.O. box. The poor
mailman. Now that we're moving to Akron, Ohio, we might be able to set up a P.O. box and have very strange underwear mailed to us from Denmark. And then I'd have to make good, and I'd have to shove it in my mouth just for a 5-star review.
Oh, God. That one song, just put it in your mouth. That'd be the theme song of every single time you have to do it.
We're all done now.
We tap.
Well, I'm done before somebody starts mailing their dirty underwear to me.
You said hose afterwards. It's the only time a sentence got cleaned up with the word hose put into it.
I said pantyhose. I did, but now I think people are just going to mail me their underwear.
Again.
No, for real, though. Please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Don't mail us any more underwear.
We have enough.
I've got plenty of dirty, dirty underwear. Most of them are Tidy Whitey's, Greg, Stu, whatever your name is. Stop sending me your dirty drawers.
Oh, the underwear that says boners.
It sounds so kinky, you know, when you're like, oh yeah, people are sending us their used underwear. I know everybody's imagining some sort of buxom, cinema-loving nerd girl dream fantasy who's just sending me her dirty panties. But that's not what's happening. It is a guy who spends most of his time playing Fall Guys, who lives somewhere in New Jersey, who is just mailing me his urine-stained Tidy Whiteys. And the first time it happened, I thought, oh, that's kind of funny. And then the second or third, fifth time, I was like, okay, now I think I'm being stalked. Yeah, so
just wait till you get the one that says "You Avenger Hack." this one's for combat.
I'm waiting for the once the underwear starts showing up with blood and it says "preserved" in quotation marks with a rolling eye emoji in blood. I'm gonna be like, yeah. Yep, I think it's time to shut down the show. When somebody starts mailing you their blood-soaked underwear, you might have gone too far in a few places.
Or just getting started.
I'm just going to hope it's his blood.
Yeah.
Oh, Stu.
Oh, God.
You did it again, you rascal.
So what we're saying is no underwear, 5 stars. That's
yeah. Please don't mail me your underwear. I'll put your hosiery
we want
in my
remarks,
mouth, but I don't want your
marks.
No, I'll do anything for a 5-star review, but please stop mailing me your urine soaked tidy whities. That's all I'm asking. I don't think I'm asking too much. I've given you folks hours of enjoyable content. Just don't murder us.
It's the small things.
It's a small thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Can sponsor us. Just don't, you know, end us.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When I tell the, we have these quarterly meetings with the Not Walt Disney Corporation, and I just tell them, I say, you know what? We got that serial killer demographic locked in. 18 to 24 serial killers love the show. We're trying to get maybe some more female listeners who aren't serial killers. We that's the other thing. We've managed to get a female audience, but they're mostly serial killers too, ironically. That's a niche within a niche within a niche,
right,
brother?
You know your audience.
I'm just saying, if we get some non-psychotics to be binge lords, that might help. And so if you're one of the not crazy ones out there who listen to the show, we greatly appreciate you listening, making this season great. This was the second highest most downloaded show. We've had a bunch of people reach out to us recently at Binge Movies and tell us that we're their top 5 podcast, and then asked us to kindly stop. I can't use the term because this is a safe for work episode, but please stop ruining their childhood films, essentially. And we've had other people reach out too recently and just say, hey, you know, they're binging Binge Movies, which is just like, God bless you people, legitimately. If you can stand listening to me talk, I mean, one episode is like 7.5 hours. How in the heck are you listening for, you know, multiple episodes in a row? It's astounding. We've seen some incredible growth through trials and tribulations, and 100% sincerely from my deepest place in my heart. I thank you so much. You guys make it worth doing the show and putting up with people trashing us on Twitter. So, So when we get those comments, it's like, okay, you know, our board might have exploded, our computer may have exploded, one of the producer may actually be allowed to live a normal functional life. I may have a grown man mailing me his underpants, but you know what? Gosh darn it, it's worth it for all the great binge lords out there. So
that's right.
Thanks for contributing.
Thanks for contributing the show. Do not thank you for the underwear, but thank you for the contributions and for listening and downloads and all that. It's appreciated.
Makes it worth it. So that was eerily sappy and overly sentimental for this show. So I've got to get out of it somehow, and I can't think of a joke. So I'm just going to move on and say, we'll see you at season 4.3. Thank you for everything this season. And until next time, binge on.
Is your pulse racing? Do your toes curl? Is your temperature rising? I've got bad news, girl. You have the most beautiful face I've ever seen. But statistically, you've probably got COVID-19. So baby, stay the fuck away from me. I have a passion for distancing socially. And as much as I love you, I'm gonna keep upwind of you. Baby, stay the fuck away from me. I miss your soft kisses and your tender